This is Up the Road, dedicated to sustaining the Northern California story. I'm Kim Weir. Today we head up the road to Shasta, or Old Shasta, a ghost town and state historic park straddling the highway just a few miles west of Redding. Beyond Old Shasta, not to be confused with Mount Shasta, the town on the mountain farther north, the highway becomes quite an adventure, narrow and winding. Watch for oncoming shadows, most likely fully loaded logging trucks. This isn't everyone's favorite road to the coast. On the other hand, when valley heat gets suffocating, the fog rolls in all along California's north coast, nature's air conditioning. This route is at least fairly direct and paved if you're not in a hurry. And scenic, way out there in the woods. You might even find yourself wondering, am I still in California? Yes, you are. Back to Shasta. This was once the leading gold mining center of California's far north, celebrated as the Queen City of the Northern Mines. In the early 1850s, Shasta was definitely lively, with up to 100 freight wagons, 2,000 pack mules, and countless drunken miners in the streets any day of the week. But it became an overnight ghost town when area mines played out and Shasta was bypassed by both stage and rail lines. Now evocative red brick buildings, ruins, and cemeteries connected by paths and trails on both sides of the highway, Shasta revived in 1950, with its initial designation as a state historic monument. If you have time for nothing else, explore the old courthouse of Shasta, beautifully restored and now a fine museum, noted for its impressive California art collection. A gift to Shasta from May Helene Bacon Boggs, who lived in Shasta as a young girl. She had been asked to donate the art to San Francisco's De Young Museum, but Boggs, who later pushed for the land and buildings here to be purchased for protection, decided to leave her collection to Shasta, the state park system's only designated art gallery. The 100-some historic California paintings include work by many well-known artists, Thaddeus Welch, Grace Carpenter Hudson, Helen Catherine Forbes, and Rinaldo Cuneo. Downstairs in the courthouse is the jail, inhabited by representative Shasta lawbreakers. Early California writer Joaquin Miller, who'd been living among Indians noted for horse theft and was no doubt guilty himself, had the good fortune to escape from the original log jail. Miller smoked 3 cigars at once and bit the ankles of English debutantes while touring London's literary salons, according to Binet's Reader's Encyclopedia. Oh, those Americans! Out back, perhaps to remind visitors to behave themselves, is a replica double gallows complete with gallows poetry. Farther back, behind the public restrooms in the park area, is a pioneer barn, reassembled here to display old farm implements and technologies. The brick Masonic Hall just down the highway is the state's oldest, built in 1853, and at last report, still in use. Peter Lassen brought the charter here from Missouri by ox train. The Litch General Store, stocked with 19th century essentials, has also been restored, along with the Blum Bakery. To help support the park and its further protection in these times of embarrassing state parks budgets, participate in fundraisers organized by Shasta's local friends, including the annual Dinner in the Jail for you and your 13 lucky friends. Also fun, special events such as Living History Days, Full Moon Cemetery Tours, and Shasta Starlight Theater productions. Otherwise, the park and its two museums are open Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 5, though you can still wander the grounds at other times. Until next time, this is Kim Weir for Up the Road and North State Public Radio.